Now, today's scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 12.
今日读嘅经文 喺 希伯来书嘅第五章第十一节，读到第六章嘅第十二节。
We'll first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文嚟启应嘅方式读，然后用广东话嚟读。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. There is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen.
You have been believer so long, now that you ask to be teaching others, in that you need someone to teach you again the basic thing about God's word. You are like baby who need milk and cannot eat solid food.
For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right.
Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong.
So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely, we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God.
We don't need further instruction about baptism,
the laying on of hands,
the resurrection of the dead,
and eternal judgment. And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding.
For it is impossible to bring back to repentance those who are once enlightened, those who have experienced the good things of heaven and shared the Spirit,
who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the power of the age to come. When the ground soaks up the falling rain and bears a good crop for the farmer, it has God's blessing.
With
thorns and thistles, it is useless. The farmer will soon condemn that field and burn it. Dear friends, even though we are talking this way, we really don't believe it applies to you. We are confident that you are meant for better things, things that come with salvation. For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for Him and how you have shown your love to Him by caring for other believers, as you still do. Together, our great desire is that you will keep on loving others as long as life lasts, in order to make certain that what you hope for will come true. Sorry. Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance.
希伯来书第五章第十一节，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
你们学习的功夫，本该作师傅，谁得还一有人将纯正元小学的开算，能教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，不能吃干粮，他们的心窍达练得通达。 就能分辨好大了。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力信到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死行，信靠神。不超，洗礼，安守之礼，死人复活，以及永远审判。
各等教训。神若许我们，我们必如此行。不过，那已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神战道的滋味，觉悟来世权能的人。不是，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们童真懊悔了。因为他们把神的儿子同钉十字架，明明的羞辱他，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，增长太疏，合乎耕种的人就同神得福。 Verse 8， 经必被废弃，近于就坐，结局就是焚烧。亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，但深信你们的行为强过这些，并且近乎得救。 Verse 10， 竟忘记你们所作的功，和你们为他们所献的爱心，就是先前至后圣徒，如今还至先。我们愿你们各人都献出这样的恩勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。 Verse 12， 一起读。敬拜不怠惰，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐正成就应许的人。
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message: Grow in faith to endure to the end.
啊，题目之前讲嘅信息，今日嘅题目系信仰成长，坚持到底。
Well, as you've noticed, again, we come to a portion of this letter that's very challenging.
咁我哋嚟到呢卷书嘅一部分咧，系好有挑战性嘅。
If you're familiar with this epistle, it reads like a sermon, as I've mentioned before, and it ranges from exhortations to encouragements.
咁呢个书信其实好似一个讲道咁样，由呢个劝勉去到一个鼓励。
And I'm sure you've noticed that we've come to a portion of the letter that is an exhortation.
咁我哋刚刚读过呢个部分咧，就一个劝勉嘅部分。
And as the slide, first slide will tell us, basically the chapter or the end of chapter 5 and the beginning of chapter 6 works like this: the immaturity of faith, then the danger of outright apostasy. That is falling away from the faith, and finally, encouragement to base your life on the security of the promises of God.
咁我哋呢部分嘅劝勉咧，其实系讲到有，首先系一个信心上面嘅唔成熟，跟住到呢个有一个离开呢个教你嘅信仰嘅危险，甚至乎咧系完全嘅离开。
Again, if you're astute to the Word of God. The author Hebrews minces no words here. He harps on the importance for us to understand the biblical teachings.
咁咧，佢有嗰个作者咧，好明白嘅，去讲俾我哋听，讲到呢个用呢个圣经去教导。
And this is not the only place in the Bible that alludes to this.
咁呢个唔系净系呢圣经嘅呢部分去讲到呢个题目。
The words that you've just read from Hebrews 5 verses 12 to 14 kind of remind you of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 3, 1 and 2.
我哋刚刚读到嘅其实都提到我哋好似哥林多前书第三章一至二节所讲嘅说话。
Jacob, if you don't mind, if you could go back to chapter 5 verses 12 to 14.
咁我哋睇翻第五章十二节到十四节。
Again, as we reread these words, you'll notice it's similar to what Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthian Christians.
咁我哋睇翻系即系好似系保罗去对哥林多信徒所讲嘅说话一样。
What you have before you is a simpler English, a New Living Translation. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version, which is slightly different.
咁呢个咧可能一个牧师所读嘅会有一个唔同嘅英文嘅版本。
You need milk, not solid food.For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil.
他中文那裡說，並且成了那必須吃奶不能吃乾糧的人，凡只能吃奶的都不能熟練人義的道理，因為他是嬰孩，唯獨長大成人的才能吃糧吃乾糧，他們的心竅習練得通達，就能分辨好歹了。
Now what is the author Hebrews getting at here?
那希伯來書的作者這裡說，想說的是什麼呢？
Well, he says spiritual infants, he says, are quote, unskilled in the word of righteousness, as the English Standard Version, the word of righteousness.
他說屬靈的嬰孩對於這個仁義的道理不能夠習練得通達。
If you have a New International Version in English, it puts it this way, not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
那另一個英文的版本的翻譯出來就好像說不能夠去熟悉關於這個公義的教導。
Now if you notice, in the New Living Translation, it's a little bit different. Because again, this is a tough phrase to translate.
咁對於即係英文會有少少嘅唔同嘅版本出嚟，咁因為呢句説話咧好難去翻譯出嚟。
And this is why, whether it be in Chinese or English, you should look at varying amounts of translations. In other words, don't just rely on one translation.
所以無論係讀英文或者讀中文都好，你應該去睇下唔同嘅翻譯嘅版本。
Because usually you don't need to know the original languages to know that if there's a difference in the translation to varying translations, then that you know that there's something difficult about the phrase.
咁因為如果你睇到有唔同嘅版本所翻出譯出嚟嘅文字係唔同嘅時候，你知道嗰個説話或者嗰個字眼係好難翻譯。
But why I use the English Standard Version, or why I think the English Standard Version is right here, is because of context.
咁點解牧師用呢個英文嘅標準本呢？因為係佢即係對有上文下理個對照。
The author has been talking about the righteousness from God in Jesus Christ. He's talking about the righteousness of Christ in the gospel.
因為呢個作者一路都講緊關於耶穌基督嘅公義，講於呢個福音。
So that's what he's referring to, the righteousness of Christ. That's part of the crux of the gospel. Jesus lived the perfect life that we do not live, that we could not live, that we wouldn't live.
他講緊就係話耶穌基督過緊一個完全嘅生活，我哋應該要過，但我哋又過唔到。
Right, that's what he's talking about. The crux, the basis of the gospel.
呢個講緊係福音嘅基本。
And he's saying you've got to get that right, or else you'll be perpetual infants of the faith.
他說你一定要去清楚到這個福音的根基，如果不然你永遠都只是一個屬靈的嬰孩。
See, his point is very stark. He says, if you're a believer, you need to articulate the basis of your faith. Why you believe? You need to articulate that.
他說如果你一個信耶穌的人，你就要應該是很熟練這個你的信仰的根基是什麼。
Right, what's the foundation of your salvation?
你的救恩的根基在哪裡呢？
And of course, obviously, the reason why he's harping on this throughout this letter is because he's concerned that people will walk away from the faith, people that will be led astray from the faith, they will apostatize.
為什麼這個作者在這卷書裡面多次這樣提到這麼重視這件事？因為他關心到當時的人，他們會離開的信仰，甚至乎是完全的失喪。
People, these Christians who identified themselves with Jesus the Christ, the risen Christ, they didn't grasp the Christian faith and how it works. They didn't grasp that.
當時嗰啲人，佢話佢哋信耶穌，但係佢哋並冇掌握到究竟佢嘅信仰、佢哋信心係啲乜嘢。
Now you might be saying to yourself, "Well, Wilson, perhaps that doesn't matter, as long as they're saved, right?"
可能你話啊，牧師啊，有乜所謂啫？咁佢哋得救咪得咯。
But the writer.Of the author, the author of Hebrews shows us what the problem is.
但係呢個希伯來書嘅作者講俾我哋聽嗰個問題喺邊一度
？Right, he says verse 14. Sorry, you go back to 5:14. Thanks so much. He says it right there in 14. He says solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference.Between right and wrong.
他說唯獨那些長大了的人才可以吃乾糧，他們的心竅就習練得通達，那些他們才可以分辨好歹。
So the $1,000 question today for you is, does it matter? Does it matter whether you become mature in the faith?
所以最重要今天的问题就是说，你究竟在信仰上面是成熟，这件事重不重要呢？
And according to the author of Hebrews, yes, absolutely.
希伯来书的作者就说当然是重要。
Because immature believers are easily what? Led astray.
因为在信仰上面不成熟的人 很容易走去错的地方。
And if you're familiar with this letter,That's the main concern of the author.
这个就是希伯来书作者最大关心的事。
That you persevere to the end.
你坚持到最后。
In living out your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而在耶稣基督里面活出你的信心。
Now the single-minded aim of the writer Hebrews all through this letter has been just that. Persevere in the faith.In Jesus Christ.
希伯来书的作者整卷书他唯一的目标就是要讲到说在信仰上面要坚持到底。
Jake, if you could hit slide 2. And that's his great desire. As you can see on the board, the author wants to lead his readers into mature understanding of Jesus Christ and his saving work so that their faith may endure, may grow until the end.
这个作者想他的读者在信仰上面是成熟，以致他们在信仰上面信心上面成长的时候会去坚持到最后。
As you can see on slide 2, Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣都讲同一个说话。
The writer Hebrews understood perfectly well what Jesus meant in his high priestly prayer in John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
耶稣都在约翰福音17:17的祈祷，他这样讲话，求神，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
I know what some of you are thinking. You're saying, but what really matters is I love Jesus.
可能有些人说，我爱耶稣就行了，有什么关系？
What matters is in my heart.
我的心是怎样想，我知道就行了。
And perhaps that's so.
或者是真。
But if the heartIs the sanctuary of the soul, the mind is the entrance into your heart.
但如果你的心是你的灵魂的圣所的时候，那你的头脑就是通向你的心那个入口。
Right, that's an obvious one, right? Truth must what? Enter your heart through your mind.
因为这个真理怎样入到你的心呢？就是藉着你的头脑。
So the question is, what will shapeYou're thinking today. What will shape your faith, your belief today?
在今天里面有什么会塑造了你的思想，塑造了你的 信仰呢?
That's a very, very important question because what you answer will control the core of your being, will control your heart.
那你怎样回答刚才的问题，就是讲到怎样控制了你的心，怎样有什么是控制了你的人。
And again,This is not just here in the book of Hebrews. It's all over the New Testament. This urgency, like the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12:2, the urgency for the early church and an urgency for us too in this matter.
讲我头先所提到嗰个咁紧急、咁重要嘅嘢，其实成个新约圣经都讲到，好似保罗喺佢书信里边都提到。
These famous words of Paul that many of you have memorized: Do not be conformed.To this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, which is good and acceptable and perfect.
保罗在罗马书十二章那里这样讲，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And this is an absolute imperative for every Christian who wants to grow, who wants to honor God.
对每一个希望去成长、希望荣耀神的基督徒来讲，这件事都是很迫切。
You see, all Christians should want to be of use to other believers and to the work of the gospel in the world.
每一个信徒都应该被神希望被神去使用，对别人是有帮助，对于世界上传福音的工作有帮助。
Right, how's that going to happen?
點樣可以發生？
You have to mature in the faith, right?
你一定要在信仰上去成熟。
That's why one of our goals of the church is to raise up Christians to be what? To be out in the world to proclaim Christ, to be quote unquote missionaries, right? Everyone is in a sense a missionary.
咁教會其中一個目標就係希望基督徒去成長，出到呢個世界上邊，可以作為一個宣教士咁樣將呢個福音傳開去。
Hebrews 6 verses 1 and 2. Jacob, if you could don't mind.
希伯來書第六章一至到二節。
Turn to 6 1 and 2. Says this. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. So, you don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment.
Can you go back to one? Check. 所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死行，信靠神。Verse 2。各样洗礼、按手之礼、死人复活以及永远审判各等教训。
Okay, so as we seek to understand how do we grow in faith to endure to the end, the author of Hebrews gives us something that to chew on here, which again is hard to understand.
咁當我哋去諗下點樣係喺我信仰上邊去成長、去堅持到底嘅時候，呢個希伯來書嘅作者喺開始嘅時候俾一啲嘢我哋思考係好難去明白。
Again, it's important not to misunderstand this.
我哋唔可以去誤解呢句説話。
The author of Hebrews is not talking about leaving behind the gospel or going on to maturity without the gospel or without Christ at the center.
咁呢個希伯來書嘅作者並唔係話離開呢個福音。当你成长的时候，不是说要离开这个福音，离开这个耶稣基督。
He's not saying now you're ready for better things. You're done with Jesus.
他不是说哦，你同耶稣的嘅嘢已经搞掂噶啦，你要去继续向前，去一啲更加好嘅嘢嗰度。
Remember, in interpretation of parts of the Bible, you need to take into context what is being said.In context of the letter, in context of the New Testament, in context of the entire Bible.
要記得就係要當你去理解聖經嘅時候，你睇下聖經嘅其他嘅部分係點樣講關於呢個題目，呢個上文下理點樣呼應。
So he's talking about you begin in Jesus Christ, you keep going, moving on.
佢話你開始嘅時候係由耶穌基督嗰度開始，然後你繼續向前行。
You see, his definition, remember, of going deeper in Jesus Christ is what? Seeing stories like Melchizedek and how they point to the Messiah, point to the Christ.
他说怎样跟耶稣基督是一个进深的关系呢？他开始的时候提到麦基洗德，怎样是藉着麦基洗德去指向耶稣基督。
Right, remember Melchizedek, the priest king, the unique priest king?
记得麦基洗德祭司的王呢?
There's no other priest king in the Bible except Melchizedek and Jesus.
在圣经里面没有其他的祭司的王，除了麦基洗德和耶稣基督之外。
Maybe this might help. It's summertime. Christ is not the diving board. He's the clean, refreshing, cool pool. He's it. Right?
夏天可以舉個例子，就是因為耶穌基督不是那個跳水的板，耶穌基督是一個很清涼的水的水池。
Or maybe if you're more English speaking, you can think of this one. The gospel is not the ABCs, it's the A to Z.
又或者換句話說，這個福音不是只是好像 ABC 那些基本的道理，而是說由 A to Z 就是整個的生命。
He is the pool, he's not just a diving board into the pool.
他不是那個只是幫你跳下去水池那個跳板，他是那個水池的本身。
And so maturing means you begin with him, but you mature in him. You grow from the elementary things.
成長就是說由耶穌基督那個開始，然後在耶穌基督裡面繼續去成長，去活到更加深。
Right. It's just like if you're a secondary high school student, you go, your high school teacher expects you to be at the level of a high school student, not an elementary school student.
好似你係一個高中生嘅時候，你嘅老師會對你有一個更加高嘅期望，並唔係好似話期望你好似一個小學生咁嘅程度。
Right, if you're not able to do a quadratic equation in math, then you got to go back and learn it then again.
如果你喺數學裏面你有啲程式你唔識做嘅時候，咁你可能你要翻翻轉頭做一啲更加低層次嘅。
Again, the passage does not teach that you lose your salvation, but it does teach something important, the nature of saving faith.
这个刚才的信息并不是说你失去这个救恩，而是说讲到一些更加重要的关于这个得救信仰。
And so the nature of saving faith is what? You endure, you mature, you grow to the end.
这个得救信心的本质是什么呢？就是说你得救的时候你继续去成长，变得更加成熟，你坚持坚忍到底。
Maybe this might help to understand what the writer is talking about. He's not making a definitive statement for just one person's salvation.
他并不是讲到只是单一个人的救恩。
He's giving a general pastoral warning to his congregation made up of both genuineand superficial believers.
他好像作为一个牧者这样对他的会众去讲这个信息，他的会众包括了真正有信真正的基督徒和一些可能只是表面的基督徒。
See, Christianity is about growing in your faith. You grow in your faith.
基督教就是说关于到在你的信心上面去成长。
You know, you ask the average person out onMain Street on Queens Boulevard, many people don't understand the essence of Christianity.
你在外面去问一下街边的人，他们很多人都其实不明白基督教究竟是什么。
As you can see on slide 4, it's not to make somewhat nice people nicer.
基督教并不是说去使到一些好人变得更加好。
It's to make anybody nice or nasty new.
而话将任何嘅人，无论你好同埋唔好，都让佢哋去变成一个新人。
You see, the misunderstanding goes like this. People in general, just talking in general, think this. If you're a Christian, on the decency scale, 1 to 10, you ought to be 8, 9, and 10.
咁一般人嘅误解就系话，如果你系一个基督徒嘅时候，你系一个讲到一个人有几好嘅榜上面咧，你可能系排喺头几位。
The decency scale, right, is, you know, how you function as a citizen, as a person in society, right?
咁你讲到一个人系有几好嘅时候，讲到你喺呢个社会上面有咩贡献啊？你喺社会上面守唔守法啊？咁样。
The average person thinks if you're close to zero on the decency scale, you're rough, nasty, messed up kind of person, maybe lazy, wicked, evil.
咁呢啲一般人认为，如果你喺呢、这个在低下这个榜的低下可能得零分的时候，那你是一些很坏的人。
You know, that's a 0.5 on that 1 to 10 scale. And then if you're a 10, you're an upstanding citizen, right? You know, family person, volunteers at charitable organizations, you know, pays your taxes, etc.
那可能一般人是5，跟着如果你高分一点，8、9分的话，那你可能在你对你的家人好好，有一个好的家庭，你为这个社会有贡献，做一个良好的公民。
But that understanding of what Christianity is on that decency scale is not, might not necessarily be so.
但是对于理解基督教这件事，这个分数怎么比分并可能不是这样。
Because we know for a fact, right, as human beings, you can be religious, upright, nice, and not be a Christian.
因为我们知道你可能是一个有宗教的信仰的人，你可能是一个好人，但是你不一定是一个基督徒。
Why? Because Christianity is not just to make nice people nicer.
因为基督教不是说让一些好人变得更加好。
God calls people from all walks of life, from all parts of society.
神呼召的人来自社会上不同阶层的人，不同种类的人。
And when he converts, changes the heart of a person, that person could be down near zero on the decency scale, right?
当神去改变一个人的心的时候，那个人可能本身是在这个好人榜上面得个零分而已。
But the difference is that person now looks to Christ.
个分别就是这个人现在开始去看耶稣基督，然后得到改变。
You see, Chris, the Bible doesn't talk like people in general about Christianity the way they do.
基督教圣经上面圣经里面所讲的基督教并不好像外面的人所讲基督教一样。
Slide five, thanks. First, the difference between the people on the decent scale is the respectability of the sins. That's the only difference, the respectability of the sins.
咁呢个喺即系呢个头先我哋所讲嘅榜上面嘅人嘅唔同嘅分数，可能只不过系个分别系佢哋喺罪上边嘅唔同嘅程度犯咗。
Here's the description of the so-called decent person on the decency scale.
咁而家我所讲嘅系讲到即系呢个分数上面得高分啊，好好嘅人。
This upstanding citizen has learned to control the vices, right? Control the things in a life that create problems socially.
咁呢啲人咧，好懂得点样喺即系控制佢里边身边或者系生命上面所发生嘅问题。
But what has happened is their sins appear in different ways.
但是他的罪在不同的地方出现。
There's the pride of pedigree, you know, family social status.
可能对他的家庭或者他的家谱在社会上面有一个特定的地位而感到骄傲。
Right? The Bible talks that that's sin.
圣经说这个是罪。
Then there's materialism, snobbishness,
物质主义很势利。
Racism,
会鄙视人，或甚至乎有种族主义。
These are all sorts of things the Bible talks about that says it's sin, it's wicked, it's wrong.
圣经所讲呢啲嘢，所有嘅嘢都系罪，都系错嘅。
And those are the sins of the so-called decent people.
呢啲就系嗰啲所谓嘅好人所会犯到嘅罪。
On the other hand,
另一方面
，here's another person who might be raised up in a maladaptive family life growing up.
可能这个人在这个不是好的家庭里面出生。
Right, that person might be from a broken home or a non-existent home.
可能在一个孤儿，可能在一个破碎的家庭里面出来。
They were brought up in violence, in divorce, in bickering, in strife. In, you know, that reigned supreme in that household.
在他的家庭里面可能有离婚，可能有暴力，可能有各样的问题。
And so this person now has trouble.Getting along with people, maybe they have temper tantrums at work.
可能呢个人对同人相处会有问题，可能会有好多冲突。
Maybe they have trouble with a particular bad, sinful habit they can't shake, they can't deal with.
可能佢喺特别某一方面一个恶习里边有一个罪，佢哋唔能够去离开。
Everybody sees it because it's socially unacceptable.
大家都睇到，因为喺社会上面咧，佢所做嘅嘢系唔能够接受。
Because they don't have respectable sins, they have unrespectable sins.
因为佢哋所犯嘅罪系人唔能够接受嘅。
Therefore, the average person thinks, oh, they're like 0.5 on the decency scale.
咁所以一般人俾佢嘅分数可能得0.5分。
Slide five, the Bible says clearly.What makes a person a sinner is that a person is living for himself or herself. Period.
圣经讲得好清楚，一个人点样系一个罪人呢？就系话佢为住自己而生活。
Isaiah 53:6, a very important verse. Many of you, again, if you were in the evangelism explosion class, you have memorized this. All we like sheep have gone astray.We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
以上亚书53:6，如果你读过三苦，你应该好记得噶啦。佢话我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归喺佢嘅身上。
Did you notice the middle part of that verse? Because sometimes we miss it.
有冇留意到中间嗰部分
？We kind of overlook. All we like sheep have what?
他说我们都好像羊这样做什么
That's the middle part that I want you to pay attention to. Gone astray. And then we see God had laid on Jesus our own iniquity, right?
偏行己路。
So what does it mean to go astray?
偏行己路是什么意思呢
Well, it says it in the passage, to go your own way.
就是去行你自己想要行那条路。
That's what sin is, you go your own way.
这个就是罪了 你要行你自己想要行那条路。
That's sin. Sin is, I want my own way. Forget you, God. I want my own. I'm going to live my life the way I want to. Forget you.
罪就好似对神讲话，我唔使理你，我要行自己想行嗰条路，我想要过自己想过嘅生活。
That's why Christians repent and believe every day, because that's what we do. That's the essence of sin.
因为我哋每一日都咁做，所以我哋基督徒每一日都要去悔改，去认罪。
And some people do it respectfully, and some people do it unrespectfully.
有啲人咁样做系好似俾人尊重咁样，有啲人咁样做系人哋睇到系唔好。
See, non-Christians, they go to church. They may respect God. They may believe in God. They may know that they've done something wrong. They might feel guilty.
有些人可能会去教会，他们去尊重神，可能他知道他做了些错的事，他们感到内疚。
But a real Christian loves the Lord.
但是真正的基督徒会爱主。
That's the difference.
这个是分别。
You see,There's love. They desire to know God.
因为有爱里面，他们渴求去认识神。
There's a big change, right? Because at one time there wasn't a love for God.
这个是一个很大的转变，因为在以前的时候，他们对神是没有爱。
And that's why the Christian cries out in prayer, right?
所以他们要在祈祷里面 去呼求。
There's a desire.To repent, to believe, to draw near the living God.
有一个渴求要去悔改，要去相信，去靠近神。
There might have been a lot of desire to be obedient before, to be religious, to be moral.
可能在以前的时候，他们想去守这个道德，去顺服。
That's respect.
这个是一个只不过是一个尊重神的举动。
Non-believers can respect God.
非信徒可能会去尊重神。
But they didn't love him. They didn't desire to know him, to be with him, just for the sake of him.
但是他们并不是爱神，并不是渴求去靠近神。
Several centuries ago now, Jonathan Edwards wrote a book, The Religious Affections.
以前爱德华兹他写过一本书，讲到是宗教的情操。
And in that book he delineates, he explains the difference between fake nominal Christianity and real vital Christianity.
在他书里面他讲到怎样分辨一个挂名的基督徒或者基督教，或同埋真正的基督徒基督教是怎样分辨。
Jonathan Edwards, the greatest theologian ever in America,says the big difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is a non-Christian might respect the power of God, but only a Christian can love the holiness of God.
咁佢话呢个挂名基督徒，佢哋可能会去尊重神嗰个能力嗰个威严，但系真正嘅基督徒，佢哋去爱神嘅圣洁。
And what does that mean?
咩意思呢？
Well, on slide 7, you'll see it. A Christian admits that they actually need God.They realize that and know that personally because they know what God did for them. And they therefore love God and seek to be near Him.
一个真正的基督徒，他们承认他们需要神，他们看到，他们知道他们自己是谁，他们知道神为他们做了什么，所以他们会爱神，会寻求去靠近神。
See, a non-Christian can be very moral.
一个非基督徒可能有好好的道德操守。
A non-Christian can be very religious.
一个非基督徒可能在一个很虔诚的宗教。
But that's just respect, right?
但这个可能只不过是一个尊重。
There's no hunger for intimacy in knowing God.
但对于认识神一个更亲密的关系，他们并没有这个渴求。
And that's the difference according to the Bible about Christians and non-Christians. Christians want to grow in faith. They want to know God.
基督徒想去在信仰上面去成熟，想更加多认识神。
You know, religious cults, false religions have people who get up and get excited about faith, right?
咁呢啲异端或者系呢啲假嘅宗教，佢哋做乜嘢咧？佢哋去叫人去觉得对于呢个信仰觉得好兴奋。
False religions have all sorts of people who make great testimonies about a faith.
咁呢啲假嘅宗教，佢叫好多人去讲见证，讲到佢哋喺呢个宗教里边有啲咩得着。
But the real difference is real Christians, real alive people spiritually grow. They grow in their faith.
但係真正嘅基督徒，即係真正有生命嘅基督徒，佢喺佢嘅信心上邊會變得成熟，會成長。
It's a slow growth. It's a gradual growth. But they grow. There's a change in character. They're more loving. They're more peaceful. They're more courageous. They're more wiser.
係一個好慢嘅過程，佢慢慢嘅成長，但係佢哋會變得更加有勇氣，更加有智慧，更加謙卑。
They're more loving. They're more humble. They get more self-control eventually.
佢哋更加有愛，更加會有自制。
It might be painstaking, slow growth.
可能係一個好慢、好慢成長嘅過程。
But then that person who knows them well says, "Hey, something's happened to you. You're different."
但係嗰啲認識佢嘅人，佢哋就會留意到話：，你有啲嘢唔同喎，你轉變咗。
See, that's undergoing the change from the inside out. That's what God does.
呢個就係神喺我哋心裏邊，從心底裏邊去改變我哋。
He turns you away from living for yourself, which is sin, right? You recognize now who is Lord, who is King, who is the Master of your life. It's Jesus.
佢將你從前係為住自己過嘅生活裏邊去扭轉過嚟，你現在去認識到耶穌基督先就係你嘅主，你嘅神。
And you stop trying to be your own savior through your own moral efforts, trying to be acceptable to God.
你唔再嘗試用你自己嘅喺呢個道德操守上面嘅努力去使到神去接受你。
And you turn to the Lord and say, "You're the King. I will follow you."
你轉向神，向神講話，神先係你嘅王，然後你會跟隨佢。
My hope now rests in what you've done for me.
我嘅盼望就係放喺你為我哋所做嘅嘢上面。
And what Jesus has done is the only thing in this world that will make me acceptable before you.
而唯獨耶穌基督為我喺十字架上面所做嘅嘢，可以使到我係被神去接受。
And then follows the submission, right? Submitting to God's will, submitting to His law, submitting to His rules, saying, "I'll follow you and live for you forever."
然後你就會順服喺神嘅旨意下邊，順服於神嘅掌權嘅下邊。然後你話我會跟隨你。
Do you see the difference? It doesn't matter where you are on the decency scale.
所以無論你嘅你攞幾多分都好。
You're now connected to the heart of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done.
你係要藉住耶穌基督為你所做嘅嘢去從神去聯合。
And the Holy Spirit has awakened your dead heart.
而呢個聖靈就使到我哋所死咗嘅心去再次復甦過嚟。
And the important thing now is you're connected to God. You're united to Jesus Christ.
而家最重要嘅就係話你而家已經如同耶穌基督係聯合。
And so you got to ask yourself this morning, are you connected to God? Are you? Do you have life in Him? Is His divine nature in you?
所以今日你要問嘅問題就係話你係咪同神聯合咧？你有冇有神嗰個能力喺你嘅心裏活出嚟咧
？If so, then you're a Christian, right?
如果係嘅時候，你就係基督徒。所以無論你喺你頭先所講攞到幾多分都好。你咁樣就先至係基督徒。
Because Christianity is being united to Jesus Christ by faith in what He has accomplished for sinners like you and me.
因為基督教就係話在於耶穌基督為你同我呢啲罪人喺十字架上面所成就嘅。
And what did He do? He lived the perfect righteous life as He walked on this earth as the incarnate Christ for us.
佢做嘅係乜嘢咧？就係話當佢喺 在世呢個時候，佢過一個完全。公義的生活是你和我都應該要過。
And He substituted Himself on the cross to pay our sin penalty.
又在十字架上面代替你和我去付上了這個罪的代價。
He took your place. He was innocent. You're guilty. He pays for you.
他是沒有罪的，他為你去付上了這個罪的代價。
You know, a lot of people that you know that aren't Christian are very decent human beings, and I know a lot of them, they're decent because of circumstances.
在我們認識的人當中，他們都是很好的人，好基督徒，但他們怎樣是好一個好人，是在乎於他的環境。
Most of them, not all, but most of them had a fairly happy childhood, maybe in a pretty normal household.
很多的人是活在一個正常的家庭，一個好的童年成長。
And because of those good circumstances, right, living, you know, when you have stability in life, when you are from a decent family that raised you, there's stability, right? That's good.
當你在一個好的家庭，一個很穩定的環境上去成長的時候，這個是好的。
And that's why they're high on a decency scale. You know, the vices of the undecency, they don't come out.
所以他們在即是作為一個人來說，他們算一個挺好的人，因為他們有並沒有一些不好的處境使到他們會是行惡。
But you know what the danger is of that?
你知道這個危險在哪裡呢？
You can feel pretty good about yourself for being decent.
你可能對於你自己說是一個好人，你會覺得有挺好的感覺。
In fact, you can feel superior to everybody else who isn't decent.
可能對於那些不是挺好的人，你可能會覺得你更加比他們更加高一級。
But that's what will hinder you from coming to Christ, because your self-righteousness.
這個就是你自己的自義，會阻止了你去到耶穌基督。
Your self-justification is what you're clinging to, and not to a Savior.
你找住的並不是那個救主，而是你找住的只不過是你自己的自義。
You see, Christians are becoming more respectable, even in the eyes of the world.
基督徒會更加被人去尊重，總之是一個世界的眼光裡
面。In fact, probably if you're a Christian for a while, you know people who have surpassed even decent non-Christians on that decency scale because they know Christ.
我們認識的人，可能有些人比我們所說一般認為好的人更加高層次，因為我們知道他們認識耶穌基督。
But don't you see the importance here of why growth in God's grace is the essence of Christianity?
但你看不看到在信心上面的成長是在基督教在你的信仰上面多麼重要呢？
Because if it's not about growth in God's grace, then it's what? Moralism, nicism. That's not Christianity.
因為如果不是在神的恩典上面你成長的時候，你就只會是在去死守住呢啲道德嘅律法，做一個好人。
You got to persevere, you got to endure, and the key to it is not a formula, it's not a program.
希伯來書嘅作者話：你要去堅忍、堅持到底，唔係靠一啲嘅方法或者一啲嘅方程式。
Jesus put it this way, Matthew 7:24-25. Again, another very familiar verse for many of you. Everyone then who hears these words of mine, these are words of Jesus, and does them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat that house, but it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock.
耶稣在马太福音第七章24-25节，他这样讲的话，他说：所以凡听见我这话就会行的，好比一个聪明人把房子建在盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞在那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基是建立在这个磐石上。
The rock, the word of God, because as you know, as a human being, there's a lot of wind out there, a lot of storms.
我們知道在外面很多風風雨雨，
and that rain is going to beat down on you hard.
那些風雨會打在你的身上。
You know that. You've been a human, you're a human being, right? You know what suffering's about.
你知道那些苦難是什麼。
The word of God is the rock. Jesus is the word of God.
神的話語就是那個磐石，而耶穌基督就是神的話語。
The word of God proceeds out of the mouth of God.
神的話語由神的口裡面出來。
It's His Word. That's the foundation. Jesus is the Word of God.
祂的話語就是那個磐石，耶穌基督就是神的話語。
The difference between saving faith and superficial faith is not some intensity of emotion.
得救的信心和那些表面的信心並不是說那個分別，就是說不是只是外表你有多感動有多。
But what the author Hebrews seems to be pointing at, it's about duration.Duration over time, duration over the ages, endurance to the end.
希伯來書的作者講到就話，就係在乎於你究竟能夠堅持到幾耐，係咪能夠堅持到最後。
You know, praying a prayer to ask Jesus into your heart, if it's followed by religious fervor and motion, that's not proof at all that you're saved.
總是可能你去祈禱求神進入你的心，或者你當中在那個經歷裡面有很大的感動，但是這個並不能夠去證明你的信心。
Enduring in that faith to the end is the sure hope.
在信心上面能够坚忍坚持到底，这个才是那个证明。
You know, even the greatest Christians fall back into sinful habits.
纵使最伟大的基督徒，他们都可能会去跌翻入他们的罪里面。
As we discussed in Sunday school last time, sometimes really bad ones, right? And over a long period of time.
有甚至乎一些很差的罪，或者是一个很长的时间在这个罪里面。
You know, one of Paul's traveling companions was John Mark, right?
保罗传道的时候，有其中一个同他一起去的人，一个马可。
Things got tough when he went with the Apostle Paul on the mission field, and then he left Paul.
当这个马可看到同保罗去在个旅程里面看到很大的困难的时候，他甚至乎离开了保罗。
Imagine that. He leaves the Apostle Paul.
他想象一下他离开了保罗。
He abandons the mission field because it got difficult, but he's restored later.
他在见到困难的时候离弃了这个宣教的工场，但是其后的时候是再次去神去重造的。
I'll give you one more example, Abraham, because Hebrews mentions him later in the chapter. Abraham is mentioned, right, as an example of persevering faith.
希伯来书的作者形容亚伯拉罕在他的信心上面是有坚持。
Abraham is not a stellar person.
但亚伯拉罕其实不是一个咁叻嘅人。
By any stretch of imagination, right? He doubted God so severely. You know what he did? He told another man his wife was his sister, so that man could sleep with her, so to save his own skin.
佢甚至乎去怀疑神。佢曾经向另一个人讲话，佢嘅太太其实系佢嘅姊妹，以致嗰个人可以同佢同床，以后可以救佢自己嘅生命。
I didn't even mention King David and Peter. Right? It's all over the place in the Bible.
其他的例子，好像大卫王，好像彼得，好多的例子在圣经里面。
But all these believers were brought back to repentance, restoration, and great usefulness of the kingdom of God.
这些这样的人，其后神都带领他们去悔改，去神去修复他们，然后他们神去使用他们。
So you and I are no different.
你和我没什么分别。
That's why those people are in the Bible to instruct us.
这些在圣经上面的人物就是去 指导我们。
Again, don't miss this. The gospel message is that your heart is indeed fatally flawed, spiritually dead, to be exact.
圣经说我们的心是有缺陷，是死亡的。
And the good news of the gospel is that God makes dead hearts new.
但这个福音就是说神使到死了的心去再次活过来。
He brings life back from the dead. He turns hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Ezekiel 36, right?
以色列书所讲的话，这个石造的心变成一个肉心。
So persevere.
忍耐。
Run the race to the end.
去跑这个路程去到最尾。
And if you heed that warning from the author of Hebrews, you can have the hope.
如果你听到希伯来书作者的警告，你就有这个盼望。
And the irony is that if you heed the warning, you show that you had the hope all along.
但那个讽刺就是说，如果你是听到这个警告的时候，其实你一路都有这个盼望。
But if you don't heed the warning, you show that you didn't have the hope all along.
如果你听不到这个警告的时候，可能你一向都没有这个盼望。
Because the faith that saves is the faith that endures.
因为得救的信心就是那个信心能够是坚忍，能够坚持的。
Let me close by saying this because I don't want you to misunderstand me. Because we all struggle with sin. And then some of you might be saying, well, you know, I struggle, I doubt, I'm cold. Does that mean, Wilson, I'm not saved?
咁让我去澄清一样嘢，就是说我们每一个人都在罪的上面会挣扎。有些人可能会问，我有罪，我有罪里面挣扎，我的心好像冷却了，那我是不是得救呢？
No, it doesn't mean that. Every Christian has times when they backslide into sin.
你即并不是说你不得救，很多人我们都会是跌回入罪的里面。
Right, because remember, the essence of sin is my way, not God's way, right?
罪是什么呢？就是说我行我自己的方法，我自己的方向。
And every day,We want my way, right?
我们每一天都想行我们自己的方向。
That's why repentance and faith needs to be practiced every day.
所以我们每一天才需要去悔改，需要去认罪。
And so in a sense, as long as you know that you're struggling and you desire to repent and believe, then you're on the right track.
只要你係知道你每一日都喺度掙扎，你每一日都要去認罪悔改嘅時候，你其實係行喺一個正確嘅方向。
Because really what's essential is not necessarily the moment to remember the moment of your conversion, but what is essential is now you know you're saved by grace.
因為重要嘅唔係話你幾時邊一刻去信主，重要嘅話你而家你係知道你有呢個福音。
But I need to say this, if you're not struggling with indwelling sin, you got to beware. If you're just content with how you are right now, then this letter is saying to you, beware, beware.
但如果你在罪上面没有这个挣扎，你很满足于你现在现状的时候，你就要留心这个希伯来书的作者对你讲的说话。
Again, I don't say that to make you feel guilty.But if there's no evidence, any desire for God, or any desire to be changed, you ought to be concerned.
我并不是要你去觉得内疚，但是假使是你没有这个感觉是要被神去改变，去渴求神的时候，你就要留意了。
If you're not encouraging others with the gospel, if you're not concerned about a gospel community like this one, if you're not showing any signs of serving and using your gifts for the body of Christ, then you ought to be concerned about your life.
如果你没有用这个福音去鼓励人，如果你并没有关心这个福音的群体，好像我们教会一样，如果你并没有用你的恩赐去服侍神的时候，你要留心。
But I don't say those things to make you feel guilty, because if you start doing them, it's not going to make you a Christian.
但如果你只是单单开始这样做的时候，也都不是说会使你成为一个基督徒。
But if you're content in not growing in the faith, isn't that a strong sign that you never really experienced the gospel?
如果你只是满足你的现状，并没有渴求在灵面上面成长的时候，这个难道不是一个警告，一个提醒你，可能你一向都没有这个福音在你的生命里面？
As they close, and we desire each one of you, says the author Hebrews, to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end.
到我们结束的时候，读翻十一节嘅话，我们愿你们各人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
Father, we thank you for the letter to the Hebrews.
天父，我们感谢你这个希伯来书。
And even though, Lord, it's full of exhortations, it also is full of encouragements.
纵使有很多的训示劝勉，但是当中也有很多的鼓励。
And so, Father, help us to examine our hearts today to see if we desire you and are growing in our faith.
所以天父帮助我们去监察我们的心，我们并有没有渴求你，同埋渴求在信仰上面。信心上面成长。
For you make clear in your word that's the essence of Christianity.
因为你在你的话语里面讲得很清楚，这个就是说基督教的核心。
And so help us, Lord, to reflect, to digest what your word says.
帮助我们去再去消化，再去回想今天所讲的。
Give us the faith and the strength to glorify you today.
给我们有能力，给我们有这个信心，能够今天在这里荣耀你。
We thank you.For your word, in Jesus' name, amen.
我们感谢你的话语，奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。